Well, it's not going to dampen expectation levels, is it? Which I try to do during the week, managing perspective and expectation. But I thought for 38 minutes, I thought he was excellent. We absolutely dominated the game with the ball and without the ball. I thought we just lacked a little bit in the final third. That little bit of penetration in the final third was missing. And then we knew Stockport would come out second half and you know, be better. And they're such a clever team. You know, Dave's such a good coach that he's... Now they work out how to create overloads. They've got so many good players that can affect a game. And they did in the second half. Their shape came on top. First half, our shape dominated. Second half, for 20 minutes, their shape dominated. And decided to adjust to a back five just to try and give us a little bit more support. But rather than sit in and do it, we put another centre forward on as well, you know, just to try and stretch the game and be an attacking threat. And ultimately, it made us better. I thought it was two very, very good teams playing two very different shapes. That we dominated one, they dominated the second.
Defensively, incredibly stubborn, the shape, the discipline. Everyone put bodies on the line, shout at the back. Not, I won't name individual players, but just incredibly strong. And the game plan just didn't be executed perfectly.
Yeah, well, first half was more about how we pressed in the mid and final third, getting after the ball and trying to defend our goal. And then the second half, when their wing-backs really come into play and their wide centre-half stepping in to create overloads. You know, they've got people like Nick Powell and Louis Barry on the pitch, you know, ball carriers and clever with the ball, then it's extremely tough. And their shape dominated. But what didn't change all game was our willingness and desire to defend. So, you know, I'm really pleased with my lads' reaction because we had a really poor game at Cambridge United a couple of weeks ago. The desire wasn't there for me, and sort of brought it up quite early. And you know, I think we clearly saw that today. So we saw a little bit of end product in the end, but also a real attitude and desire to defend our goal.
Just been in the dressing room, and everyone is absolutely shattered, but absolutely on the feet, aren't they? They've given everything and more today.
Yeah, as expect my team to do, as they should do every week, home or away. What that does today just carries that real good feel-good factor and momentum over from last season, over from a trip to Como and a good pre-season. Thank the fans for travelling in numbers. I know how tough it is to get here because it took us 7 hours to get here yesterday. And again, I thought we looked one football club together, and that makes us so much stronger. And, you know, again, we had to dig in. We had to dig in, and it was nice to be able to celebrate after digging in.
Just finally, for me, a clean sheet and... Jake Turner, went for him in goal. He had a good game. I imagine for you that was a really tough call.
Yeah, really tough call. Two number ones. Two number ones. Not often as a manager been in that position. And didn't feel like I was in that position last summer with Jake. Just thought Jake grew with his 17 or 18 games he played last year. He really grew with a year's training expectation. What I'd ask of him as a goalkeeper. And I thought Salford last game of the season, he was outstanding. He was a man in goal. Let's not forget, 8 weeks ago, Glenn Morris, or 10 weeks ago, Glenn Morris was our player of the year, and deservedly so. So it was a real tough call. I just felt Jake had the better pre-seasons than Glenn. Glenn's had a few niggles, but that's not underestimating what Glenn Morris brings to our football club and how good he still is.